Richland Center.
Today's Noon News is sponsored by TC Autoworks, keeping you on the road with vehicle sales and service, and by Greeley Signs and Graphics. Whether you're just starting a business or wanting to replace and improve your existing signage, Greeley Signs and Graphics is ready to help. It's 30 degrees at 12 o'clock.
AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Donald Trump arrived for closing arguments in his New York civil fraud trial after authorities responded to a bomb threat at the home of the judge who moved to prevent the former president from delivering his own closing statements. Trump says he has a strong case.
Great financial statements. Everything is good. We have a level of detail in our defense that nobody's ever had. This is a case that should have never been brought.
The judge has already found Trump had committed years of fraud by lying about his riches on financial statements with tricks like claiming his Trump Tower penthouse was nearly three times its actual size. He's won six Super Bowls over 24 seasons as coach of the New England Patriots. But today, Bill Belichick said,
"At this time, we're gonna move on. And I look forward and excited for the future."
The Patriots finished this season 4-13. Belichick and owner Robert Kraft say it was a mutual decision.
Like a good marriage, a successful head coach-owner relationship requires a lot of hard work. And I'm very proud that our partnership lasted for 24 years.
Belichick is just the third coach in NFL history to reach 300 career regular season victories earlier this season. The government says higher energy and housing prices boosted overall inflation last month, a sign of a slowdown in the Federal Reserve's drive to slow inflation to a 2% target. Online retailer eBay will pay $3 million in fines to resolve criminal charges over a harassment campaign waged by employees who sent live spiders, cockroaches, and other disturbing items to the home of a Massachusetts couple. Carlos Ayala, a Republican member of the Maryland State Board of Elections, resigned after being arrested by the FBI on felony and misdemeanor charges for taking part in the Capitol riot. This is AP News. The lawyer for Sergei Udaltsov, a pro-war activist and critic of Vladimir Putin, has been placed in custody in Russia.
The lawyer of Sergei Udaltsov, a Russian pro-war activist and critic of President Vladimir Putin, has said his client has been taken into custody over alleged terrorism offences. Udaltsov is the leader of the Left Front, a group of political parties that oppose Putin and are affiliated with the Communist Party. He stands out from other opposition figures as he has supported the war and the annexation of Crimea, while remaining critical of Putin. I'm Karen Chamas.
A government agency in Jamaica says it's investigating four fatal stabbings by police officers over 24 hours, including that of a 14-year-old boy. Police say all four victims opened fire on the officers. Two of the killings happened in the capital, Kingston. Police in Jamaica have killed a total of six people this year. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Autoworks in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Autoworks, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Do you want one place where you can get all your signage needs taken care of along with getting trophies, promotional products, plaques, and awards? Then you need to stop at Greeley Signs and Graphics at 1209 Highway 14 East across from Allen Bradley. They can take care of your banner, electronic sign, vinyl graphics, and electronic message center needs too. Fully insured and providing three generations of quality and customer satisfaction. For the best signs in Southwest Wisconsin, call 647-2628 or look us up at signface.com. Creative signs from talented people.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Simpson's Tractor, Center Pharmacy, Cardinal Glass CG, Krogan's Do It Best Store and Rented Center, BL Signs, Kickapoo Creekside, Claire Bank, Prem Meats, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Southwest Tech, Village Family Dental, Driftless Area Group, and Dairy Hardware. And now stay tuned for today's edition of The News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 31 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. A winter storm warning for Vernon, Crawford, Richland, and Grant counties begins at midnight tonight and runs through 9 o'clock Saturday morning. A winter storm watch for Iowa and Sauk counties begins early Friday morning and runs through Saturday morning. Mostly cloudy, not too cold today, with highs in the mid to upper 20s. Tonight, snow developing after midnight with 1 to 2 inches possible by morning, a low of 20. And Friday, snow heavy at times with 5 to 7 inches additional accumulation, rather breezy with blowing and drifting, a high of 30 with northeast winds 15 to 30 miles per hour and gusty. Currently in Richland Center, the air is calm, and after a low of 19, it's 31 degrees. This note to pass on, North Crawford and Seneca have moved the boys' basketball game from Friday night to tonight. The girls' varsity will play at 6:30, and the boys' varsity will follow.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Is being overly comfortable even possible? It's worth finding out in the Movie Man Large Scale Recliner. The generous seat and the tall back are specially crafted to provide extra support and comfort for broader and tall individuals. Mac rated for 400 pounds, you can get this recliner today for only $549 at Court & Main for our winter sales event happening now through February 9th at Court & Main in downtown Richland Center.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Good afternoon. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wisconsin is bracing for its second big snowstorm this week. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm watch starting tomorrow morning through Saturday morning. Some places can expect up to 6 inches of blowing and drifting snow. The Wisconsin State Patrol is advising against travel Friday and Saturday due to the storm. With a forecast beginning Friday across the upper Midwest that includes heavy snow, high winds, and blizzard-like conditions, followed by severely cold temperatures into next week, the FEMA Region 5 office in Chicago encourages everyone to be winter ready and take precautions now to stay safe. Being winter ready means understanding winter risks you face and taking steps to prepare. Keep in mind each member of your household's specific needs when gathering supplies before the storm. Don't forget the needs of pets. Have extra batteries for radios and flashlights. And make sure your phone and other electronic items are fully charged in case you lose power. Limit your time outside. If you need to go out, wear layers of warm clothing. Watch for signs of frostbite and hypothermia. Remember safe home heating practices. Keep anything that can burn at least 3 feet from all heat sources, including fireplaces, wood stoves, radiators, portable heaters, or candles. Always plug space heaters directly into an outlet and make sure its cord isn't damaged or frayed. Never use an oven to heat your home. If there's a chance you may need assistance during this severe winter weather, for example, clearing snow and ice or moving to a warming center if it becomes necessary, have the name and contact information of a nearby family member or friend who can regularly check in on you. follow the instructions of state and local officials, and listen to local radio or TV stations for updated emergency information. Sign up for your community's warning system, the Emergency Alert System, and National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration Weather Radio also provide emergency alerts. WRCO will also keep you updated. Find more valuable tips to help you prepare for severe winter weather by visiting FEMA's Winter Ready website. Iowa County officials are reminding drivers to clear their vehicles of ice and snow before taking to the roads. In photos shared Wednesday by the Iowa County Sheriff's Office, a driver was stopped on Highway 18 and 151 driving 70 miles per hour with its windshield covered in snow and ice. Deputies stopped the car and cleaned it off. The sheriff's office said it's a reminder to keep lights, windows, and the rest of your vehicle cleared of snow before hitting the road during the winter. Families in need in Wisconsin will get help buying groceries this summer. Families in the Federal Summer Electronic Benefits Program will get food cards with $40 a month for each eligible child. Wisconsin is one of 35 states in the program. Backers of former President Donald Trump have filed a petition seeking to recall Wisconsin Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss from office. The petition filed Wednesday cites Voss's opposition to Trump and is not moving forward with impeaching the state's top elections official. The effort faces a high bar for success, but it points to continued anger among Trump's most ardent supporters in battleground Wisconsin over his loss in the 2020 election and how Voss responded to it. Those behind the effort have until March 11th to submit 6,850 signatures from voters in Voss's Southeast Assembly District to force the recall election. Wisconsin Railway Commissioner Don Runewink wants to highlight safety at rail crossings around the state. He briefed the Senate Transportation Committee Wednesday.
Because we've had 19 derailments in the state of Wisconsin this year, two major ones. We've had five deaths. We've had seven trespassing incidents. So things do happen, and it's my job to make sure that the less this happens, the better it is for the people of our state.
The former Democratic lawmaker was appointed last year by Governor Tony Evers to lead the small office, which is responsible for oversight of 4,200 crossings in the state. His appointment still needs approval from the state Senate. A new report shows the 25 S&P 500 firms with the highest paid CEOs perform worse than average. Rosanna Landis Weaver is a shareholder advocate.
We look at a period of history when America was a leader in creating solid middle class jobs, but also industry growth. Companies plowed back any excess money into the company.
The report also says S&P 500 CEOs make 300 times more than the average worker.
There's no person in the world that adds as much value as 1,000 other people. There's no question if the 1,000 workers disappeared versus if the CEO disappeared, what would be the outcome?
Some shareholders are pushing to require executives to hold stock longer to reduce short-term stock manipulation. At the Capitol, findings and recommendations from the Speaker's Task Force on Human Trafficking were released Wednesday. More training for K-12 teachers is among the recommendations from the Speaker's Task Force on Human Trafficking, chaired by State Representative Jerry O'Connor of Fond du Lac.
We're not trying to create an additional burden. We're just trying to increase the awareness factor. Teachers are a very special piece of this because they're the ones that are watching and looking for the vulnerable children, asking the questions of what's going on in that life.
That's one of 11 bipartisan bills proposed by the bipartisan task force, which released its findings and recommendations Wednesday. Madison Representative Sheila Stubbs says certain businesses attract traffickers and their victims.
This is how they were grooming them because they wanted to make sure they looked the best. So the tattoo parlors, the beauty salons, and making sure that those individuals there receive the best training that they can get around human trafficking.
Representative Jody Emerson of Eau Claire serves as the panel's vice chair. She says the fight against human trafficking needs to happen on a variety of fronts.
We need to empower people in the community to know what it looks like because it doesn't look like it does on Law and Order, and to be able to say something seems off here. And so we try to have that intersection of where people might encounter victims.
With only about a month remaining in the current session, it's not clear whether any of the bills will get to the governor. During National Human Trafficking Prevention Month, Attorney General Josh Call has announced the formal partnership between the Wisconsin Anti-Human Trafficking Task Force and the Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Relatives Task Force. The goal of the partnership is to bring awareness to and address the prevalence of human trafficking in Wisconsin's indigenous communities, identify victims of both sex and labor exploitation, successfully investigate and prosecute offenders, and increase collaboration between law enforcement, tribal leadership, victim advocates, and other disciplines. The Wisconsin Anti-Human Trafficking Task Force is a statewide multidisciplinary task force led by the Wisconsin Department of Justice, Division of Criminal Investigation, and Project Respect. It upholds the intent of the Trafficking Victims Protection Act by ensuring that all trafficking victims are identified and receive access to a comprehensive array of support services, and that crimes of human trafficking are successfully investigated and prosecuted at the local, state, tribal, and federal levels. The Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Relatives Task Force goal is to help fight the abduction, homicide, violence, and trafficking of Indigenous women and relatives in Wisconsin. In partnership with Wisconsin DOJ and the Indigenous communities, the task force is examining the factors that contribute to missing and murdered Indigenous women and relatives, focusing on understanding the roles federal, state, and tribal jurisdictions play, and how to improve and implement robust data collection and reporting methods. Iowa County Communications Center received an anonymous tip that a subject with a warrant was at a residence in Linden around 4:30 yesterday afternoon. Iowa County Sheriff's deputies made contact at the residence and arrested Breanne M. Keeler, 26, of Cobb, on an outstanding warrant through Richland County. Keeler was transported to the county line and turned over to Richland County Sheriff's deputies. This week's History Moment is next on WRCO's News at Noon.
With Driftless Area Group, our knowledge expands beyond real estate. We offer a variety of insurance, land surveying, and interior design services. With so many unique skills residing in one special team, we work together to help you achieve all your needs. Whether it be real estate or insurance, we are your trusted partners. Start your journey with us today by visiting our website, driftlessareallc.com. Check us out on Facebook, or even stop by our office at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Transform your space with Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your ultimate destination for custom craftsmanship and quality. They offer a seamless experience as your one-stop shop for custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and flooring options. Skilled designers and craftsmen bring your vision to life with unparalleled quality, embracing locally sourced materials. The cabinets, unlike box store options, are meticulously crafted from plywood. Say no to ordinary and yes to extraordinary. Visit Foggy Bottom Woodworks at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet, or give them a call at 739-4440. Check their Facebook page for a glimpse into their world. With over 20 years in business, they're here to make your dreams a reality. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., or Saturdays and evenings by appointment.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
What about other newspapers in Richland County during the latter 1800s? And now for a Richland County Historical Society history moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to U.S. GenWeb 1906, in Chapter 6, the Richland County Observer was the first newspaper and the Richland Democrat the second published paper, as well as the Richland Rustic and the Zouave, which all four have previously been covered in our history moments. But what about other newspapers of Richland County during the latter 1800s? During this time, a journalistic heat took place in Richland County, which reached its maximum. An opposition paper called The Live Republican sprang into existence in 1866 as a result of the disaffection and dissension among local politics. There was the bitter feeling and enmity between it and The Observer. The proprietors of the Richland County Republican purchased the material and goodwill of The Observer and consolidated both papers, changing the name to The Republican and Observer. The Sentinel, that was founded in Richland Center in the fall of 1867. The paper was an 8-column folio and was well gotten up, according to records. The Independent, a newspaper in opposition to the Grant administration, was started. In the spring of 1872, the press and material formally in the Sentinel office, the first issue was dated March 15th. It continued in publication of that paper for several years, the Sentinel becoming influential and prominent. The material and fixtures were moved to Boscobel and used to establish what is known as the Dial at that place. A paper styled The Pilot was established in Lone Rock in the year 1875 and was continued for about 1 year. Sat's Pine River Pilot was the odd title of the paper established at Richland Center in the fall of 1880. It was a small paper, but sharp, and rather aggressive in its policy. Its publication was continued until, in 1881, it ceased to exist. The Richland Union Democrat was established in Richland Center in January of 1884. After a comparatively brief existence, the publication of the paper was suspended, and the publishers removed from this county. The first and only paper ever instituted in Viola was the Viola Intelligencer. It was established in the fall of 1890. It was the Wisconsin Poultry Fancier that was instituted in Richland Center in 1894. The Lone Rock Hustler followed. It was established in Lone Rock in 1895 and was soon discontinued. The Student's File was a purely educational magazine. Its first publication was issued on February 15, 1897. The Lancet, a paper in 2 columns and in quattro form, was established at Richland Center in 1897, April of that year, and it was discontinued after just a third issue. For more details about the papers of Richland County, check out that January issue of Achy Breaking News 2024. Listen next week for the history of Richland County covering the Bluebird Restaurant.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. The Society looks forward to the new year with a vision to document important events and remind the community of important events of the past that impact all of us today. The summer of 2024 will bring another season of open houses at the Achy School Museum, and members enjoy the excellent reminiscing in the Historical Society's Achy Breaking Newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history. The sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance of and public access to the Achy School Museum. Please consider joining. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. You can email your membership to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. And you can learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
The Richland Hospital and Clinic saw its first baby of 2024 come into the world on January 1st. Baby Yvonne weighed 6 pounds, 10 ounces, measured 21 inches in length, and was delivered by the birth center team led by Dr. Wright. The Carvajal Valerio family received a gift basket of donations from local businesses and individuals. Generous sponsors included the Richland Hospital Foundation, the Richland Hospital and Clinics, Partners of the Richland Hospital, Amber Ewing Creations, Bailey's Paint and Decorating, the Brewer Public Library, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, Deanne's Designs, Jones Chevrolet, Kelly's Coffee, Quick Trip Richland Center, the Richland County Bank, and Walmart Richland Center. Earlier this month, TRHC Birth Center staff released their top baby names of the year for 2023. Top girl names were Evelyn and Paisley. Top boy names were Henry, Jameson, and Axel. It was a good day for the Richland Center blood drive yesterday at the community center. 15 Power Red and 47 whole blood donations were drawn. 12 people were deferred. This is good during a time that the Red Cross is experiencing a shortage. Please remember to roll up your sleeves to save a life. The SSM Health St. Clair Foundation Baraboo was proud to support local food pantry Beyond Blessed in multiple ways this holiday season. Beyond Blessed was gifted $1,600 in funds to purchase fresh meat and produce through the SSM Health St. Clair Foundation Healthy Community Partnership Grants. These grants provide funding for projects, programs, and activities that advance the health and wellness of those living in the greater Baraboo Lake Delton, Wisconsin Dells area. In addition to the grant money, the SSM Health St. Clair Foundation Baraboo donated $2,500 for hygiene items such as toilet paper, facial tissue, soap, and shampoo for its holiday distribution held December 20th that supported over 900 households. In the past, the foundation has supported hygiene items for the Baraboo Food Pantry and Central Wisconsin Community Action Coalition, which serves the Wisconsin Dells Food Pantry, and now has expanded to include the Beyond Blessed Food Pantry. To learn more about the SSM Health St. Clair Foundation Baraboo Community Grants or other programs, contact Julia Randalls, SSM Health St. Clair Foundation Baraboo Director, at 608-356-1449. A Black River Falls woman reported missing on Thanksgiving has been found dead. The Jackson County Sheriff's Office said Tuesday a Black River Falls Municipal Utilities employee found a body later identified as 53-year-old Stacy Schrammick in the water near the Black River Falls Dam. Schrammick had been reported missing by her family on November 23rd when she left her home that afternoon in a kayak, which was later found overturned on the banks of the Black River. Several area agencies and organizations joined in the search for Schrammick after her overturned boat was spotted. The stormy winter weather contributed to a fatal head-on collision in Jefferson County Tuesday morning. The sheriff's office there says a semi-truck was traveling on Highway 18 in the town of Oakland when it crashed into an SUV. The driver of the SUV died at the scene while the semi-driver wasn't injured. The crash is being investigated by the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office. Officials say road conditions were a factor in the crash. Oshawano County Sawmill will have to pay nearly $300,000 in penalties after a federal inspection. After OSHA's follow-up inspection of Tigerton Lumber Company last July, the agency found that the company continues to expose employees to amputation hazards and other risk. The company was deemed a severe violator in 2019 after a 46-year-old employee suffered fatal injuries at the mill in 2018. The latest OSHA inspection found persistent safety violations, including those associated with unguarded machines. The sawmill was also accused of failing to provide employees with required safety training. The penalties led OSHA to assess a total fine of over $283,000. The city of Milwaukee has begun the process of demolishing a vacant mall. A Tuesday meeting of the Milwaukee City Council Zoning Neighborhoods and Development Committee determined that the city could take control of the one-time Northridge Mall through a tax foreclosure on January 25th. Since the mall closed in 2003, there have been fires, break-ins, and other hazards in the structure. The property's current owner, U.S. Black Spruce, has battled the city in court over fines and a raise order. Last month, the city received a $15 million state grant provided through ARPA to fund the demolition. The full Milwaukee Common Council will decide on how to move forward on the dilapidated mall later this month. Today's winner of $25 in the Crime Stoppers calendar raffle is Carol Strang of Richland Center on ticket number 268. Today's vital statistics are next.
Good oral health will lead to better health overall, so it's important not only to brush twice a day and floss regularly, but to see your dentist on a regular basis. Village Family Dental has a full-time certified orthodontist. Village Family Dental invites you to make an appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or a free orthodontic examination. By keeping your mouth healthy, you'll prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream, which leads to a number of other medical complications. Village Family Dental and Orthodontics, Spring Green.
It's the season for savings from Simpson's Tractor, your new Holland dealer in Richland Center. Now through June 30th, get special offers, hay tools and spreaders, tractors of all sizes, from subcompacts to utility to high horsepower tractors, and commercial utility equipment, including skid steer loaders, loader backhoes, and compact excavators. Get all the details today at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Ready to keep you on track this season with excellent parts and service.
Find three amazing floors of deals at Krogan's Do It Best in Boscobel. Stop in to take advantage of great prices on anything and everything for your home. Let your inner sports fan out with Krogan's selection of big screen TVs and sofas. Your handyman side will love the variety of tools they offer. Also check out home decor, paint supplies, and more. Three amazing floors of deals are at Krogan's Do It Best in Boscobel. Best prices, best service, best value.
Today is Thursday, January 11th. Eleanor Irene Penny Zychek, age 95, died Sunday at Maplewood Nursing Home in Sauk City. A funeral mass will be held Friday at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Loretto. Friends may call at St. Patrick's Catholic Church Friday from 9:30 until the time of mass at 10:30. Burial will be held at the Sextonville Cemetery Friday at 1:45. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Penny Zychek is survived by a sister, Patricia Reinhard, three sons, Michael and Julie Zychek, James Zychek, and Frank and Vernell Zychek, two daughters, Sharon Hines and Helen Ballweg, seven grandchildren, 10 great-grandchildren, three great-great-grandchildren, sister-in-law Connie Stoltz, and numerous nieces and nephews. Eleanor Irene, Penny Zychek, age 95. Donald O. Don Emler, 76, of Platteville, died Tuesday. Memorial services will be held Saturday at 3 at Westview Methodist Church, Platteville. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. Friends may call at Westview Methodist Church Saturday from 1 until the time of service at 3. The Melby Funeral Home and Crematory, Platteville, is serving the family. Don Emler is survived by his wife, Diane, two children, Darren Emler and Tony Richardson, and Darcy and Joshua Vanderpool. Nine grandchildren, two great-grandchildren, a brother, William and Mary Emler, a sister, Deb Duvall, sister-in-law, Karen Emler, father-in-law, Robert Gillespie, and many nieces and nephews. Donald O., Don Emler, 76, of Platteville.
BL Signs is a full-service sign design and signage construction company located near Richland Center, specializing in manufacturing of all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications. The goal of BL Signs is to provide all customers with high-quality custom signage, competitive pricing, and on-time delivery. From electronic message centers to interior door signs, they do it all. Whether you're a small business, large business, or anywhere in between, BL Signs will help you with all of your signage needs. Call BL Signs at 647-0149.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
If you're like me, there's simply not enough time in the day. My secret?
It's Prem Meats. Prem Meats is a state-approved meat processing facility with a retail shop. Once you visit Prem Shop, you'll be back again because of the excellent quality of products at highly affordable prices. Prem's offers catering, wild game processing, natural harvest, and they specialize in ready-to-heat and serve meats. Prem's has fresh take-and-bake pizzas, too. Conveniently located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and always making your venison into tasty treats. Prem Meats and Catering, the little meat shop with big savings.
Clare Bank believes that we can do that is more than a slogan. It's the way business is done at Clare Bank of Southwest Wisconsin. Talk to a friendly loan officer at a Clare Bank near you. Online banking is available too. Stop in or visit clarebank.com. Clare Bank has locations in Muscadet, Boscobel, Fenimore, Montford, Keeler, Shoalsburg, Bloomington, and Platteville to serve you better. Clare Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy have exceptional caring staffs and great service. They're locally owned independent pharmacies, proudly serving the surrounding area. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individual plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications. Count on Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy to help you minimize or prevent adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
A very special anniversary wish goes out today to Roger and Kayla Herbers, who are celebrating their 50th anniversary today. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
Good day. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, be prepared for a very significant winter storm over the next 36 hours as a strong low-pressure area developing toward Oklahoma today slides northeast up through Illinois tomorrow into Michigan by Saturday morning. This will produce a swath of very significant snow from the Central Plains right up across Iowa, parts of southeast Minnesota, northern Illinois, and Wisconsin into Michigan through Friday night. Right now, it looks like we could see totals upwards of 10 inches at least across our region over the period. This will be coupled with strong winds as the storm system intensifies. Winds could be gusting over 35 miles an hour tomorrow into Saturday. That'll create plenty of blowing and drifting of that powdery snow. Could significantly reduce the visibility in open areas and create quite a bit of drifting, so traveling likely to be rather hazardous from tomorrow morning through Saturday midday. Looks like very cold air will come pouring into the region on the backside of this by the second half of the weekend. The forecast for the rest of today, mostly cloudy, temperatures topping out in the mid to upper 20s, northwest to west wind 4 to 8. Winter storm warning starts up late tonight in Vernon, Crawford, Richland, and Grant counties, goes through Saturday morning, and a winter storm watch in Iowa and Sauk counties Friday morning through Saturday morning. Snow developing after midnight tonight with an inch or two possible by daybreak, low 20. Tomorrow, snow heavy at times with 5 to 7 inches additional accumulation. Rather breezy with blowing and drifting, high at 30. Northeast wind 15 to 30 and gusty. Friday night, very breezy with more snow and additional 1 to 3 inches possible, low at 17 degrees. Saturday, blustery and cold with light snow showers tapering down to flurries. Another inch expected, bringing the storm total accumulation to 8 to 13 inches. Of course, blowing and drifting continuing and well with a high of 20. On Sunday, breaks of sunshine, breezy and cold, low 6 below, high of 3. Monday, partly cloudy, breezy and frigid, low 12 below, high near 2. It'll stay bitter cold and dry for Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a good afternoon.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
It's currently a cloudy 31 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 32, our low this morning was 19. Our high so far today, our current temperature of 31. The record high for this date set in 1880 is 53. The record low 27 below was set in 1979. Last year's high was 44 with a low of 27. Sunset today will be at 4:47. With sunrise tomorrow at 7:32. Currently in Richland Center, we have light westerly winds. The barometer is up to 29.82, and we did receive 2 inches of snow earlier this morning. It's currently a cloudy 31 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Why we should all care about the Farm Bill, today on Farm to Fork.
With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com.
Federal farm programs could very well be the best investment of taxpayer dollars ever. For one, 4/5 of the money allocated in the Farm Bill goes to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program to help feed those on low incomes. The remainder benefits farmers and rural communities. University of Arkansas ag economist Andrew Anderson.
Subsidies are, and farm policy is designed to secure our food supply chain. It's important strategically for this country.
During the COVID pandemic and afterward, we got a good look at what can happen when supply chains are disrupted. Those subsidies Anderson refers to involve discounted crop insurance. It's a risk management tool that helps keep farmers in business in the event of crop losses. Anderson says we all have a stake in that.
Agriculture is a unique industry. Agriculture is needed and essential, and it improves people's lives. So I think whatever capacity you work in agriculture, whether it's in agricultural media like you, whether it's in research like me, or whether it's in production like many of the farmers and ranchers, we're all contributing to a really unique industry that does a lot of good in the world.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Report is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
Meister Log and Lumber would like to remind all landowners with timber property that trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Wachowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
EV disruption, farm machinery auctions, and changes to BT corn. Hello everyone, I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Connected Energy, the Clean Fuels Conference, is the annual event for supporters of biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel. Learn more at cleanfuelsconference.org. Electric vehicle mandates and the impact on the future of biofuels. Brownfield's Brent Barnett reports from the 2024 Iowa Renewable Fuels Summit.
Monty Shaw with the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association says the biofuels industry is entering a new era of dramatic disruptions.
Even as stories emerge that EVs are less affordable, less reliable, and less desirable by consumers, coastal states and even some countries are enacting EV mandates, and not just for cars. Some of these are even would apply to heavy-duty diesel trucks.
He says EV mandates could drive low-carbon fuel options out of the market.
Who here has tried to buy a flex fuel vehicle in the last couple years? You can't hardly find a new one. And even as they will inevitably fail, these EV mandates are impacting the ability of low-carbon biodiesel and ethanol to compete.
I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
An auctioneer suggests the farm machinery market is softening. John Tofte with I-35 Auctions in North Iowa says prices for heavy equipment of all kinds seem to be leveling off.
Some sources I see in the last few months have stated that they've come down about 9% versus the quarter of the year previous. So things are leveling out.
Tofte says this is typically a slower season for machinery auctions, but with online sales continuing to gain popularity, he believes the winter months could become a very strong time. And it's been 20 years since BT corn became available, and a Purdue researcher says there have been some changes over the years. Brownfield's Larry Lee has more.
Christian Krupke from Purdue University tells Brownfield he's taking a retrospective look at BT corn, what traits were introduced and when, where resistance has developed, and why. And he says for resistance, location matters.
How well they work depends where you live. In many areas of the Corn Belt, we don't have reports of resistance. The traits are still highly effective and reliable and so on. In other areas, it's a different story where you have resistance to one or multiple traits.
Krupke says rotating crops can help extend the viability of the traits, but
not every farmer can or will or wants to rotate to soybeans or to any other crop for a variety of reasons. But failing that, rotation of traits is an effective way to keep the pest off balance. If it isn't exposed to a BT rootworm trait in a given year, you're buying a year down the road.
From the Wisconsin Agribusiness Classic, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
For more on these stories and other news, go to brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC, is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milkers Center. Call 608-549-6490.
Another slow start for direct cash cattle business, and cash hogs are lower at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is off to another slow start. Business has been slow this week, largely because of weather concerns as the country braces for another shot of winter weather. Bids and asking prices aren't fully established, Asking prices in the South, though, are around $174 plus live. Those are restated from Wednesday. There was some scattered trade reported in parts of Iowa yesterday at $175 live and $275 trust, but that's not near enough business to establish an accurate price trend for the week. Boxed beef is higher again at midday with solid demand from moderate offerings. Choice up 252 at $285.59. Select is $305 higher at $269.99. At the Hub City Livestock Auction in South Dakota, steers 550 to 800 pounds were mostly steady, except steers 600 to 649 pounds, which are $4 to $8 higher. Heifers 600 to 649 pounds were $8 to $10 higher. The USDA says there was good to very good demand for the day's large offering that featured many loads and packages of home-raised cattle. Grass-type cattle were met with excellent demand. Flesh varied from moderate to some heavy, and there are a lot of attractive quality calves on offer. Medium and large one-feeder steer, 654 to 697 pounds, brought 253.75 to 276.50. Feeder steer, 702 to 742 pounds, brought 248.50 to $259. Medium and large one-feeder heifer, 651 to 679 pounds, brought 237.50 to $257. Cash hogs are lower at midday with very light negotiated purchases. Processors haven't needed to amp up their procurement efforts to move needed numbers. Demand for U.S. pork has been strong on the global market, which helps provide at least some price support. But ample supplies of market-ready hogs and heavier hog weights add more pork into the mix, giving packers more leverage. Bears and gilt at the National Daily Direct were down 22 cents with a weighted average of 45.52. The Western Corn Belt was 30 cents lower with a weighted average of 45.52. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $36. In Illinois, slaughter sow prices were a dollar lower with moderate demand for heavy offerings at $25 to $37. And pork values were lower at midday, down 247 at 84.19. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
If you look close enough, you can see the hidden potential that lives within your fields. That's why an AgroLiquid crop nutrition plan starts with the crop and identifies the precise combination of primary nutrients while focusing on the support of secondary and micronutrients, ensuring that every nutrient is working in harmony for your crop to reach its full potential, maximizing growth while offering lower use rates and greater overall efficiency. And with our comprehensive customer support and robust agronomic knowledge, you can feel confident that your precision crop nutrition plan is the right one to reach your goals. Apply less, expect more, precisely. Find an AgroLiquid dealer and achieve more with less at agroliquid.com.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
It is probably a great time for an insurance review. Insurance rates and coverages are changing rapidly. Do you know what your homeowner's insurance deductible is? Many companies have raised deductibles in the last year or two. Richards Insurance is here to help you review your policy and see if one of our insurance companies can do better. Visit richardsinsure.com or call 585-2137. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Soybeans and cattle are higher, corn's lower, hogs are mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher yield in genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are modestly higher on short covering and technical buying. Beans are oversold, having dropped nearly a dollar since the end of 2023. The trade's getting ready for several USDA reports out Friday, including supply and demand numbers. March beans are up 2 at 1238 and a half. May is 2 and a quarter higher at 1249 and 3 quarters. March bean meal's down a dollar and a dime at 363.20. March soybean oil's up 56 points at 48.81. Corn's down, getting ready for those USDA numbers, especially grain stocks and the final 2023 U.S. Production totals. Mexico bought 175,000 tons of U.S. corn this morning. March is down 1.5 at 458, and May is 2 lower at 469.5. And wheat's down as most of the winter wheat crops expected to be protected from winter kill by the recent snow cover. USDA's winter wheat planted area numbers also out tomorrow. March Chicago's down 7.25 at 603.5. March Kansas City's 8.25 lower at 616.25. March Minneapolis wheat 6.75 lower at 701. Live and feeder cattle are up, the box beef higher at midday, getting ready for widespread direct business. Packer inquiry is improving, but weather's going to be an issue in many of the major feeding areas with a major winter storm and much colder temperatures moving into the area. February live's 92 higher at 171.65, and April's up 70 at 174.37. March feeders are $1.17 higher at 227.30. Nearby hogs are up, the deferred months are down, adjusting spreads and keeping an eye on demand. February 77 higher at 72.85, and April leans up 42 at 79.37. We're online at brownfieldagnews.com. John Perkins, Brownfield.
When you come to the Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, you'll find a variety of durable American-made Tartar farm and ranch products. Be it gates, panels, waterers, hay and grain feeding equipment, compact tractor equipment, ATV, UTV equipment, or other items that'll work as hard as you do, you'll find them at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. For 69 years, the Tartar folks have been making sturdy, hardworking equipment for America's farmers. If you want rugged quality equipment, you want Tartar brand, and it's at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut Street. Tartar, working harder for farmers since 1945.
Safer, wheat-based foods for those with gluten sensitivity. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Researchers at Kansas State University recently reported a breakthrough in developing wheat-based foods that contain lower amounts of gluten. Aaron Harries with the Kansas Wheat Commission says this could be big news for those who suffer from celiac or other autoimmune diseases.
There are two different proteins in wheat, glutenin and gliadins. And when you combine those two with water, as you would when you're making a bread dough, and knead it together, and that forms gluten. What one of our researchers did was, using gene editing technology, he reduced the number of proteins in a wheat variety that caused the reaction in people with celiac disease. So not all those glutenin and gliadin proteins cause problems in celiac disease. There are certain proteins that particularly reactive to or sensitive to, and he silenced some of those specific proteins, which would make it a little bit safer for people with celiac disease to eat.
But he says the product won't be available overnight. If the research is successful, Perry says it takes between 6 and 7 years for commercialization. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Coming! Don't worry, it's not raining elephants. That's just the sound of Dairyland Seed delivering our strongest silage lineup ever. Again, get ready for even better trait quality, even greater tonnage potential, and even more milk per acre. See how Dairyland Seed silage outperformed the competition in your area at showmethesilageyield.com. That's showmethesilageyield.com.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs. But it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap. And the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Richland Center Rodeo Committee hopes you'll plan to attend the 10th annual 8-pin tap bowling tournament at the Phoenix Center Sunday, featuring two shifts, 11 and 2, $15 per person. There's a sign-up sheet at the Phoenix Center, door prizes, a 50-50 raffle, a bake sale. Come and have a good time and have some fun. For more information, call Dean Reinhardt at 608-604-4692. And don't forget, the state rodeo finals in Richland Center will be June 14th through the 16th.
Hey, rock and rollers, try all new Those Were the Days energy drinks. Here's a Salad Gold dancer, Joanne Krulatz, before she tries the energy drink.
74!
And here is Joanne after enjoying a Those Were the Days energy drink made with a blend of Ski and Mallow Cups.
74!
Join us Saturday night for old-time rock and roll on the radio. The best of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s. We'll stop in Park for a little while in 1974. We'll take your requests and play trivia. Each time the bell rings, you could be a winner. Those Were the Days is sponsored in part by Culligan Water Conditioning, Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Inspired Innovation Salon, Jay's Ag and Turf Center, and Jones Chevrolet. Between 6 and midnight Saturday night, I hope you'll join us for Those Were the Days.
AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Former President Donald Trump defied a judge in New York by speaking in court during closing statements in his civil fraud trial. He called the proceedings a fraud on him. Then the judge cut off his microphone. The judge had refused to let Trump speak during the closing statements. Outside the courtroom, Donald Trump aired his grievances.
They owe me damages for what they've done. We have a great company. We're a very innocent company. We did everything right. They have no witness against us other than Michael Cohen, who's a discredited felon.
The judge has decided some of the key issues before testimony began. In a pretrial ruling, he found Donald Trump had committed years of fraud by lying about his riches on financial statements. The government says higher prices for energy and housing boosted overall inflation in December. A sign the Federal Reserve's drive to slow inflation to a 2% target will not be a smooth one. After 24 seasons and 6 Super Bowl titles, New England Patriots coach Bill Belichick says he is moving on. He says the decision was mutual.
There's so many